This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The city of Aurora is being sued over its decision to suspend in-person meetings and remove the public comment section. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The federal lawsuit claims the city engaged in viewpoint discrimination in making its decision. The Aurora City Council voted to hold future meetings virtually and remove the public comment section until a civil lawsuit is settled with the family of Colin Lewis. The family and its supporters have protested at city council meetings for months. They say they're seeking justice for the 37-year-old black man who was unarmed when he was killed by police last year. Mayor Mike Kaufman has accused the family of disrupting meetings to force a financial settlement from the city. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Pride flags are flying again in Erie. The town got backlash from its LGBTQ community after they were removed earlier this week. Erie's mayor is asking city council to revisit the town's flag and street decor policy. Federal engineers have finished critical repairs at one of the largest dams on the Colorado River. Alex Hager with the Capital News Alliance reports the patched-up tubes will allow water to pass downstream from Lake Powell.
The tubes are rarely used, but they're pivotal to the Colorado River system. Lake Powell is getting lower after more than 20 years of mega drought and steady demand. The tubes were originally designed as a backup, but if Powell gets much lower, they'd be the only way to pass water from the nation's second largest reservoir to cities like Los Angeles and Phoenix. Federal officials used nearly $9 million in Biden-era infrastructure spending to recoat the inside of the pipes. The repairs finished 2 months ahead of schedule.
Alex Hager reporting for the Capital News Alliance. Mostly sunny across the state, Denver and Colorado Springs in the 80s this afternoon, and getting hotter toward the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.